USA News, I'm Dave Collins. A human error is to blame for the FAA system failure that grounded thousands of flights across the nation earlier this week. Officials with the FAA believe the major outage was caused by someone who didn't follow proper procedure while accessing the Notice to Air Missions system on Wednesday. The error damaged a data file within the over 30-year-old computer system. The active weather pattern California's been in will see one last gasp into the middle of the week before a change. Courtney Carpenter with the National Weather Service says the two-part storm today will be the wettest of the three remaining systems.
We'll kind of come in two waves like we've seen with a couple of our previous storms recently. So kind of today into this evening and then a second round of moderate to heavy rain Saturday morning through the afternoon.
The potential for renewed flooding of urban areas, roadways, creeks, and streams remains high. Gusty winds could down trees and power poles. At least 9 people are dead, more injured after tornadoes ripped through Alabama and Georgia. The National Weather Service said some of the worst damage is in Selma, Alabama. Many folks are looking to become a billionaire tonight. The Mega Millions jackpot has surged to $1.35 billion for tonight's drawing. It's the second largest prize in Mega Millions history. Voters in New York's 3rd Congressional District are launching a campaign to find embattled Congressman George Santos. Residents and Democratic legislator Josh LaFazan says Santos is in hiding.
You don't get away with being the biggest fraud in modern American political history.
He has announced Where's George Santos campaign and encourages people who might see the congressman out in public to take a picture and post it on social media. The group rallied outside where Santos' office is supposed to be in Douglaston. However, it appears to be vacant. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join. 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Tesla is cutting prices on its top-selling vehicles in the U.S. and Germany. The luxury high-performance electric car maker announced late today that prices for the Model 3 and Model Y will fall by 6% to 20% in the U.S. It marks a reversal in the strategy Tesla followed through much of last year when demand was strong and average prices for its vehicles had been trending higher. Turns out the backpack of a 6-year-old Virginia student was searched, but no weapon found before a teacher was shot. That's according to the Newport News Public Schools superintendent, who revealed new details about the shooting during a virtual town hall with parents. Following a drop in fourth quarter profit, the CEO of BlackRock Incorporated is warning of a substantial impact from markets on earnings.
While appearing on CNBC on Friday, BlackRock chairman Larry Fink said that the investment organization will continue to help bring hope and manage money for over 50 million retirees.
We are trying to develop more and more hope through performance, through guidance, through a fiduciary standard.
BlackRock Incorporated reported an 18% drop in fourth quarter earnings, but they registered $146 billion of long-term net inflows in the quarter as stocks and bonds rebounded. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
Apple CEO Tim Cook is taking a 40% pay cut. Cook's compensation totaled just under $83 million in 2022. He'll receive $49 million this year. Dave Collins, USA News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.